Prosecutors in North Carolina have dropped rape charges against three Duke University lacrosse players, but they are still facing counts of kidnapping and first-degree sexual offense, charges that stem from allegations by a woman hired to perform as a stripper at a lacrosse team party in March. At a news conference this afternoon, Joseph Cheshire, a lawyer for one of the students, suggested that the prosecution's case is now seriously weakened.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no scientific or other evidence independent of the victim's testimony that would corroborate any physical assault of any kind, sexual or otherwise, occurring to this woman.
Rusty Jacobs of North Carolina Public Radio was at that news conference and joins us now from Raleigh. And Rusty, this case has become notorious. What explanation for why these rape charges were dropped?
Well, the DA said in a statement today, along with the notice that he's withdrawing the charge, that he just simply doesn't have the scientific evidence to corroborate what the accuser initially said. The accuser initially said that she believed she had been penetrated by a male sex organ. In an interview with the DA's investigator yesterday, she said now she can no longer guarantee, she can no longer remember with absolute clarity that that is in fact what happened. And with her testimony and her statements being the only evidence the DA has, he had to withdraw the charge because he doesn't have the scientific, namely the DNA evidence, to back it up.
But these charges that remain, kidnapping, first-degree sexual offense, explain those charges and how they would be proved.
Well, North Carolina state law, rape pertains specifically to penetration with a male sex organ, with the penis. In the case of sexual offense, it could be penetration with any other objects. But the defense attorneys who held the press conference today said that it is the ethical duty of the district attorney to drop these remaining charges, especially because last week at a pretrial hearing, it became absolutely clear that DNA testing, both at a private lab and the State Bureau of Investigation, turned up no scientific evidence, no matches whatsoever with the accuser and the accused men in the case. And also, the DNA testing from a private lab turned up evidence that she had indeed had sexual contact with other males not associated with this case.
The district attorney in this case has come under a lot of criticism as this has gone forward. What sorts of positions is he taking now, apart from dropping the charges today?
Very few. He won't say anything publicly. Now, you remember Mike Nifong was known for giving numerous interviews at the outset of this case, interviews in which he expressed confidence that a rape occurred. At least one, he referred to Duke lacrosse players as hooligans. Since then, he has basically taken a vow of silence with the exception of pretrial comments in court. He's facing a lot of scrutiny. A North Carolina congressman a couple of weeks ago asked the Justice Department and the Attorney General to step in and investigate whether prosecutorial misconduct has happened. But other than withdrawing the charge, he's had absolutely nothing to add in public.
Okay, Rusty, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
It's Rusty Jacobs of North Carolina Public Radio.